Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sony with a Chance. I hope you are all healthy and doing well. Happy fall. Oh my gosh, I can't believe Thanksgiving is literally next week. What the heck? I feel like I blinked and life just fast forwarded 10 months. It's definitely been a whirlwind of a year. I think we can all attest to that. But I absolutely have a lot to be grateful for. That is for sure. I know that it can be hard to see the news every day and try to be happy, but I feel like it's just another reminder to be thankful for the life that you have. So if you're going through a rough time, I hope that maybe you can spend the next half an hour or so just feeling like you're talking to a friend and just escape real life, I guess. So I'm sure many of you can relate, but I have indubitably had mental health issues this year, like for sure, like dead ass. It's really been there. Some days I handle it well, but other days it's not as easy as I would like it to be. That being said though, I do feel like I have found certain activities and different ways to keep my anxiety under control or just cope with it in a healthier way. So I figured I might as well share that with you. Something that I found that I really like to do for my mental health is going for hikes or just walks by myself. I try to find time at least once during the week to go, and it's just so peaceful to me. It's just me and the outdoors for 6 miles, and it just gives me time to be calm and present, and I always end up feeling happier after I do it. Like, you know, I'm really a nature girl out here, but if I can't like make it out to the trails, I just make a note to myself that I owe it to myself to have the time dedicated to doing something that makes me happy or brings me peace. What else have I done? Oh, I've taken up embroidering, which sounds like, okay, that sounds kind of lame now that I'm saying it out loud, but it's actually a lot of fun. I haven't had like much time to do it recently because I've just been super busy, but I've been making cute little projects to surprise my friends with, so that is like a cute little leisure activity that helps me a lot when I'm feeling anxious. I think one of the big things I've done for my mental health over the past like few months is there was a point where I deactivated my social media and I just like deleted a bunch of apps. Girl, when I tell you, I had never felt so free in my life. I really mean it. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about social media, but there's just something that is so toxic. It just feels so toxic. Okay, I'm still on there, but that's besides the point. I feel like it's mostly just thinking that everyone else's life is so put together, and then I compare their success to where I am. Okay, yeah, this is like a big issue. Like, I don't know why I do that, but it makes me feel really shitty. Like, do you guys do that? Even though I'm like working so hard on myself and like working towards my goals, like I've done a lot of great things for myself over the past few months, there's still sometimes that little voice in your head, you know, that's like, yo, look at you and look at them, like they're this many years old and they're already doing this and that, you know. So it began to really get to me, and there were other reasons too. Like, I would constantly look at like people's profiles when like I already knew that they aren't good for me and I shouldn't even be thinking about them. So, but like, I would still go and like look at like, oh, what are they up to? That's really embarrassing to admit. Okay, just act like I did not tell you that. So I knew that if I didn't like completely deactivate my account, like I would find a way to keep the cycle going, which is something like I just couldn't afford to do that anymore, like, for my own sanity. So like sometimes I'll just like delete the Instagram app and I'm like, okay, like I'm taking a break, but then like 10 minutes later I'll go on Safari and be like Instagram.com. So I really just needed to deactivate and just go. So that being said, I think one of the reasons I'm like always like violently supporting my friends and like my loved ones is like mostly to support them, but also partially to show myself that I also deserve that same support and encouragement from myself too, you know? I mean, like, I know there are things that my friends go through that they don't necessarily talk about. So I think it's important to be their biggest cheerleader. And then, like, I see the way that I, like, really root for the people that I care about. And then I end up, like, cheering for myself, too. I don't know if that even makes sense. But you got to be your biggest cheerleader. So I was thinking about that. And then I deleted social media apps and everything except Twitter because it's just so fun. And then I was feeling so peaceful and happy and just minding my own business. It was such a fun time. But I'm back now, so I don't know what that says about my self-control. I don't know. But there's also a documentary on Netflix. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's called The Social Dilemma. And basically it's just basically like interviewing all these big executives and engineers and creators of the various like platforms that we use, and they kind of talk about how their creations have become something that like they never imagined that they would become, not only in terms of like public consumption, but also in the sense of how there is such a manipulative psychology behind the sites and apps that we use, and how like every move we make is tracked, and like our data is just always collected, and like it predicts user actions, and it's just insane. It makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me want to like eventually go off the grid completely, but that day has yet to arrive. So maybe maybe that documentary didn't have that big of an impact on me because I'm still here. But how do we even get here? Oh yeah, okay. So spending time with my family is also a big thing that helps me with my mental health. So it was like going outside and like spending time in the nature, deleting social media, and spending time with my family. So those are the things I've been doing to kind of help me recharge and just like get back with myself. And I'm really blessed like to have the family that I do, and I don't take them for granted. So it's important to me that I take advantage of every moment together. So that's how I've been helping myself. If you have any fun ways that have been helping you maintain good mental health, please let me know. I would love to find like new ways, new creative ways to just continue feeling like me. So, oh my gosh, no. Okay, you know what I've been thinking about recently? Something I need us all to stop doing is seeking validation. Okay, maybe some of you are perfect and you don't ever seek validation, but I think for the majority of people, there's at least a tiny part of you that does, okay? So I have been like really pondering this like hardcore lately, and I really had to have a conversation with myself about it. So I mean, like, I guess I'll just have that conversation with you now as well. So I think that, like, you really have to start by asking yourself, like, what kind of validation you're craving and, like, why? What are you craving and why? Is it that, like, you want to be acknowledged by your peers, your boss, your family, friends, like, for doing XYZ? Or like, are you seeking validation from social media? Or like, are you seeking validation in other ways? So once I asked myself that question, I had to like, it was kind of hard because I really had to be honest with myself, and that was like kind of like embarrassing sometimes. So I answered that question and I asked myself, like, sis, like, are you not tired? Are you not tired of just behaving this way? And I replied to myself and I said, girl, yes, I'm so tired of it. So that day I decided that I would just entirely just stop caring about so much stuff. Like, I started becoming extra mindful about what I'm doing, like why I'm doing it. Am I doing it for myself to like take myself to the next level, or am I doing something to like impress people who don't care, you know? So asking myself that question at like various points of life over the past few months has led me to stop doing a lot of like extra stuff that I used to do in order to get people to stay in my life. And I realized I was doing the most. I was really doing the most for other people. And for what? Like, to gain some type of validation that I'm like a good friend, or like someone like, oh, I'm good enough to stay in your life or something. I don't know. I must have been on drugs like my whole life that was leading me to behave that way. I don't know. But I at this point, I can confidently say that I am doing my best and I'm trying my best to be the best person I can be to like the people I care about. And if that's like not good enough for someone, then like that's fine. You don't have to feel forced to be in my life. I really don't care. But I sure as hell I'm not going to be seeking validation from anybody from here on out. And I know that's a big statement. But trust me, this has been a work in progress for the past few months. So that's why I feel comfortable saying that explicitly. So I hope you do the same, or at least like begin by having that conversation with yourself to at least get to know yourself more and to like understand why you're doing the things you're doing. So that was just my little pep talk for all of us to stop seeking validation from anybody. Just live your life, live your best life. Speaking of which, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this is so sad. Okay, I feel like I lost some friends during quarantine. Did you guys lose some friends too, or like am I just problematic? I don't know. Like, I understand people get busy, you know, but it's just that feeling, you know, that feeling you get when you can feel people drifting away from you and you can't like do anything about it. Like, you can't do anything to fix it. So I was feeling that a lot, and it really sucked, but whatever, it's life. All I can say about that, I guess, is just, or like what I was telling myself is to just worry about myself, and like I'll be too busy to care about stuff like that anyway. I guess like a kind of like a lesson that I've learned that's like related, like that I've learned over the past few months, is to never let rejection lead to self-rejection. I'm gonna repeat that if you didn't hear me the first time, okay? Never let rejection lead to self-rejection. Okay, so this means, okay, so I saw some post somewhere, I can't remember, but basically it was saying that a person who has experienced rejection fears rejection, right? Obviously. And a person that fears rejection tends to push or run away before they can be rejected. So then in their subconscious mind, they have avoided rejection. Like, okay, cool. I completely avoided that situation. Like, I'm good. In reality, they've been rejected again, but this time by themselves. Okay, do you follow? So I saw that and that hit me like a truck. Because you know what? I really do be running away from sticky situations. I really, like, when I feel like something could potentially end up hurting me, I run. Like, I flee the scene so fast. So I was like, damn, like, I'm really just out here rejecting myself. But in my defense, I felt that I had learned enough lessons already. I just was not in the mood to learn the hard way anymore. But looking back, I can see how that might have hurt more than helped me. Like, exposing myself to hurtful, like, painful experiences is probably gonna, you know, build characters. So maybe I shouldn't shelter myself that much, but okay, if you're in the same boat, don't worry, we can work on this together. Sorry for calling you out. So, okay, can we move on to something lighter? What are you guys gonna do when the world, like, opens up again? Okay, I mean, like, I know things are already kind of open, but it just doesn't feel right, you know? It feels like everyone got bored, so they're just going places anyway. But girl, I'm gonna stay distance until like a vaccine comes out. But even then, like, I have trust issues with that, because what if, like, I just don't know. So I'm cool with staying at home. Because I don't know like where people have been or like who they've been seeing, you know? So Anyway, I'll go ahead and answer the question. I can't wait to get on a plane. Like, I just want to go places. I just want to, like, go somewhere. And the next thing, I would probably want to step foot into a club. I just want to dance. I'm not even good at dancing. It's absolutely rubbish the way that I look on the dance floor, but it's just so fun. It feels like a distant memory, like the last time I was on the dance floor. Just vibes. No worries in the world. Bar crawls. Oh, I can't wait to go to another bar crawl. I don't know when my love for those started. I think it was like one of my friend's birthdays, like last summer. That was a good time. Restaurants. Oh my gosh. I miss sitting in a restaurant, like the luxury of sitting at your favorite place. Just, oh my gosh, I can't describe to you how much I miss it. But we still order carry out from time to time, you know, got to support your small businesses. I want to go to a party. I'm not even the type of girl who likes parties. I'm like so painfully shy around people that like aren't my super close friends. Like in a party setting, I'm just highly just awkward and I feel so uncomfortable. But right now in this moment, I really can't wait to experience it again. I feel like I probably won't step foot into a club until like 2022 just to be safe, you know, maybe even 2023, frick it, you know. But yeah, I think that's all I can think of right now. What are, like, can you tell me some things you want to do? Like, I feel like I'm missing a lot of things, but I can't even remember, like, what I miss experiencing. So, if you could please kindly tell me what you're going to do when the world opens up again, that would be great. And send me an invite, too, because I want to have fun also. Oh, yes. Okay. Something that I recently have been thinking about that I wanted to know if anyone else thinks about this. Okay, have you guys ever read the, like, Craigslist missed connections? Okay, so I have recently gotten into reading those. And, like, yeah, there's weirdos. Like, they're posting completely unrelated content sometimes. But, like, once you look past that, the real missed connections are so wild to read about. Do you ever secretly wonder if anyone has ever thought that you were a missed connection? Like, I secretly wonder that all the time. Maybe that's stupid. Maybe that's, like, stupid to think, like, oh, I'm, like, so... I don't think I'm, like, cool enough for someone to write a missed connections about me. But, like, what if, you know? But, like, I also, like, I really enjoy talking to strangers. Like, on the streets, out and about, I just love making friends. I don't know what it is, but I just... Okay, 2 minutes ago, I just told you how I'm so shy in, like, a party setting, but I have no issue talking to, like, a stranger on the street. What is that? I need to go to therapy. I don't know. So, like, okay, so I was thinking, like, what if, like, one of, like, the thousands of strangers that I have ever, like, said hi to or, like, struck up a conversation with is, like, wow, like, that girl was a missed connection or something, like, or, like, oh, she was nice, or, like, oh, she said something funny, or, like, I wonder how she's doing. I don't know. Do you ever think about that? I think about strangers sometimes. Like, I'll remember something so random that a stranger said, or, like, if they said something nice or something, and I will wonder, like, how they are, what they're doing, like, where they are at in life, like, what would life be like if we were friends, you know? So recently that's been my thing. Like, I'm really hoping that someday I will discover a nice Craigslist misconnection written about me. If you've ever discovered a Craigslist misconnections about you, like, written about you, can you please let me know? That I think that is, like, so magical and fun. Like, imagine the power that you have to have a stranger write on the internet about you in a positive way. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So if any of you have had that happen, please do let me know. Okay, so I asked you guys, what are some of your... I asked on, like, Instagram, I asked, what are some of your messiest and juiciest confessions? And you guys really delivered, okay? I tried to not read them, but some of them I accidentally read because they were just so, like saucy looking. So I got like a peek and then I just had to keep reading some of them. So of course we're going to respect everyone's privacy and keep everyone who submitted answers completely anonymous. So okay, let's start. I'm so intrigued. Okay, so the first person said, I went on a date with a girl my friend dated when I was 19. Okay, so I have some questions. So was this after they dated or while they were dating? I feel like that makes a difference. But I feel like both of those are messy situations, because isn't that against like bro code or something to like date someone that your friend dated? I feel like it would be messy if anyone did that. I don't know. Are you still friends or what? Like, was your friend mad? How did this end? I feel like I would have liked a little bit more information. Please follow up. Thank you. Okay. Next person said, I tell guys I have vaginismus, but the truth is I just don't want to have sex with them. Okay, you know what? That's fair. That's honest. That's really fair. I never want to either. So I say I have to leave. Like, I just run out. So like, maybe your method is better. I don't know. But that's funny. Someone else said, as a kid, I used to log into my best friend's Webkinz and buy stuff with her money and then mail it to my Webkinz account because her parents were rich and she gave me her password. I haven't told her and she still doesn't know to this day. We're not friends anymore. She's conceited and we stopped being friends after middle school. What the heck? Wow. A lot to unpack here. I don't know what to say about this. Thank you for your submission. Okay. Okay, next. My ex and I hooked up in the bathroom of my cousin's wedding. Hashtag mess. Okay, listen, I have some questions. Okay, so I just want to know, how did this happen? Like, what was the location of this wedding? Like, was it like a single person bathroom or like stalls? I feel like that makes a difference. Honestly, I mean, like, congratulations. You sound like you're living a really exhilarating life. I don't think I would ever have the balls to do that. I'm getting anxiety like just thinking about it, but I'm scared of everything, so like, don't take offense to that. Did anyone see you like leaving or going in, or like, was it like a smooth operation? Wow. This is completely unrelated, but this reminds me of a guy I went on like 2 dates with earlier this year, and we were painting and drinking on his couch, and he had that show Sex Education playing on Netflix, and he turns and looks at me and asks me, what's the wildest place you've ever had sex? And I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable, I don't know what to say. And he looks at me and he says, the craziest place I've ever done it is in the library at school. And I was like, what? How did you even do that? Like, what hour of the day was it? I was just so confused. I'm still confused to this day. I did not know you guys were out there being so wild like this. In the library? Like, where in the library? Can you just imagine my face of shock, like, when he said that to me? Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, like, I'm happy for you, but like, I'm just trying to do the calculations in my head. Like, how are these things happening? Like, you don't get caught. Okay, next. So, someone said, I'm not allowed by trains anymore. And train cops caught us having sex, but thought we were robbing trains. What? Hold on. My mom listens to this. What? First of all, wait, by the trains? I need like a play-by-play. What the heck? What trains? Like the Metro, the L? What hour of the day was this? Why would the train cops think you're robbing trains? Like, how does one even rob a train? You like steal the train car? Or like break into the... You know what? At the end of the day, I hope you had a good time. That's all that matters. What the heck? Train cops. You're kidding. Okay. Next one. When my ex and I first started dating, he accidentally shared his location with me and I didn't tell him. And a few weeks later, I caught him with his ex, but instead of telling him I knew what he did, I slept with his best friend and didn't tell him. Wow. You know what? As you should. We do not tolerate cheating in this household. Okay, but I'm getting stressed out. Okay, his best friend is wild for that. Like, I hope you're thriving, though. But, like, his best friend? Like, did he ever tell him? Does your ex, like, still not know to this day? Or, like, was this revealed later on in the timeline? Wow. Okay, you know what's scary? The person who submitted that is probably, like, one of the most beautiful, baddest, like, literally ethereal beings I've ever seen. And she got cheated on? That's why I have trust issues, guys. Men are just... You guys need therapy. I'm so sorry. Every last one of you. Okay. The next person said... Okay, wow. It's like a full story time. Okay, so... They said... One time, I was invited over to this guy's house. He's a fuckboy, and unfortunately, I find those men the most attractive. I decided to say, F it, and get that head, that bread, then leave. The total time spent in this man's bedroom was roughly an hour and 15 minutes. I texted my roommates telling them to call me and say that they are injured and need me to come home. It was my only way out of the situation because we had just started a movie. He believed me. I left this man's house, went to our local Qdoba, changed into bar clothes, and went out to the bars. Let me know why. 30 minutes into being at the bars, this man walks into the same bar and sees me, then instantly blocked me on everything. I feel bad, don't get me wrong, but like, come on, bro, don't block me. What? Wow. Okay, from your point of view, I can understand like wanting to escape a situation and like having to make something up. I think all of us have done that before at least once, but like, I can also understand like how he must have felt. Like, oh my gosh, I would have been so shocked and like a little bit hurt. Like, if you said you had to go or like your friend was injured and I like go out and I see you, oh my gosh, I'd be so sad. I mean, at least you accomplished your mission. You got that bread, got that head, and then left. So, congrats to you. So, wow, I'm having fun because I literally do not have the balls to do any of these things you guys are saying. So, I'm really living vicariously right now. Okay, here's the last one. So, there was a teacher who picked a girl from the senior class, the ones that he taught, and shortly after graduation, he reached out to them and would basically be their sugar daddy. What the fuck? He got asked to leave because my freshman year of college, he got caught having inappropriate relationships with a girl who was a senior in his class. What? And now he supposedly works at a different Catholic high school, lol. Ew! That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Something similar like happened at my high school, but the teacher went to jail instead. Gross. Okay. Wow, that was fun. That was fun, guys. Thanks so much, everyone, for sharing your messy confessions. I feel like I want to do this again because now I know you guys have some like wild stories under your belt, and I feel as if like I know you a little bit better. So, wow. Okay, that was a good time. Okay, so before we part ways, I have to continue that new thing that we're doing with the song recommendation. So this time it's actually not a song, it's a whole album, and you already know what I'm gonna say. But everyone, go ahead and stream Positions the album by Ariana Grande. Just listen and just vibe. I can honestly say there's not like one song that I dislike from this project, so I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Let me know how you feel about it. Yeah, thank you guys so much for spending this time with me and tuning in for another episode of Sony with a Chance. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!